Welcome to the Washington Page. I'm Sally Hart on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm speaking with Washington County 4-H member Jack Carter. First, can you share which 4-H club you're in?
I'm with the Jackson Jets 4-H club.
And what are you showing at the fair this year?
I am showing pigs and calves.
And one thing that's happening is a program called Little Hands on the Farm. Can you explain what this is?
This is an event that we have every year at the county fair in the little red, round red barn, where we have animals and different stations educating kids about farm and agriculture related items.
And what are some of the stations that are in there?
We have a station about corn and how it's grown and what it's used for. We have chickens, and we have a buck-a-bottle calf and a sheep station, and we have a cutout cow that they can milk a cow from.
So are there certain ages that this is geared toward?
It's mainly meant for younger kids, but anyone is welcome.
And have you been a part of that in the past?
Yeah, this is my third year running, helping to run the Little Hands.
And what is it like seeing some kids get a chance to see a calf for the first time?
It's a lot of fun because a lot of the kids that go there have never seen an animal or don't have very much farm experience, except for maybe a relative or something. So it's a good experience for them to be able to learn a little bit more and get some hands-on experience with agriculture.
And do you think this is something that younger children should be learning about?
I definitely do, because even in small-town Iowa, it's amazing how many people don't know about agriculture and know where their food comes from. So I think it's really important for them to learn when they're young.
And it sounds like it's a nice activity for them because a lot of it's hands-on.
Yeah, it's really fun. They get to pet the calf, they get to milk a cow, they get to collect eggs from a chicken coop. So they get to do a lot of hands-on stuff themselves.
And that keeps them busy, so I'm sure the parents are happy.
Yeah.
And what hours is the Little Hands on the Farm open in the Red Barn?
I believe it's 3:30 to 7 on Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday. And then on Wednesday, it's 9 to 12, I believe, in the morning, and then 3 to 7 in the afternoon.
All right. And another part of the fair are the non-livestock projects. Where are those found?
Those are in the downstairs area of the extension building, and then the photography is in the upstairs portion.
And what are some of these projects like? What can people expect to see?
So there's a huge variety of stuff. There's people who make blankets and quilts. People bring in vegetables and different food items. There's woodworking, metalworking. There's restored tractors and farm equipment out front. There's posters. There's anything you can think of that's in there.
And is that something that you've taken part in the past?
Yep. I've taken a non-livestock project every year that I've been 4-H.
And what were some of your favorites?
I've taken a poster about PED when that was a real problem. I've taken a few woodworking projects that I made in school, and so those were a lot of fun.
And what hours is Dahlmeyer Hall open then for people to check out those projects and get out of the heat for a little bit?
Pretty much all day, there from 10 to 9.
And then what is your favorite part of the fair?
My favorite part is showing. That's always been a lot of fun for me. I have put in so much work with the animals throughout the year, and it's just a lot of fun to be able to actually take them in the ring and see how they do.
All right. Well, thank you very much for taking the time to talk to us. I know you're busy getting ready, and best of luck.
Thank you.
That's been today's Washington Page with local 4-H member Jack Carter. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.